The freedom that I'm excited about is the ability to go anywhere, anytime, with anyone as quickly as possible without limits or restrictions. And that's something that gets me excited. Going to a business meeting out of state and not missing my kids' game at night, to me, that means more than anything.
Family life is essential. Jim and I are on a mission to help you live the best one. You'll hear personal stories from thought leaders of strengths and struggles with proven strategies to help you make the most of your 18 summers. I'm your co-host, Jamie Shields. 18 Summers Tribe, today we're speaking with Chad Willardson. He is a devoted father of five, married to his beautiful and adventurous wife for over 20 years. He's a two-time best-selling author of Stress-Free Money, Smart Not Spoiled. He has a new book coming out, Beyond the Money, which we talk about in this podcast. We discuss lifestyle changes, prioritizing relationships in your life. We talk about freedom and we talk about date night some too, which is awesome. Chad is a wealth of wisdom and knowledge. He's super down to earth guy, fun to talk to. He's also the founder and president of Pacific Capital, a wealth management firm in Southern California. And he's a co-founder and board member of Gravy Stack, a new banking app for kids. Hope you enjoy.
Chad, it's great to have you here. We have so much positive crossover in our lives. It's we're excited to be on this call today because we've learned a lot from your books and our conversations, and it's great to have you here.
I appreciate it. I'm really happy to be here. It's an honor.
See, and you and I have never met. I'm Jamie. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, Jamie. Yeah.
Look how rude I am. That's see okay. That?
I've talked to Ricky quite a bit through our scheduling, but it's nice to see you. And I think as a lot of entrepreneur wives, I've read all of your books before Jim's read your books. So
that's awesome.
I remember when Shannon introduced you guys the first time around and Jim was like, oh, you got to read this book. And he's like telling me all about, I think it's Smart Not Spoiled. Hmm. And I was like, hun, like this book right here, the one that I already have that came from.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome.
That we have other friends that tell Jim all the time, my wife read your book before mine.
That's awesome.
Following.
Well, I got a funny story. I made a post something about, because I post a lot on LinkedIn, and I made a post something about my kids and, you know, just how quickly time goes, and a reflective post. And this lady does a screenshot of your book in the comments. And she's like, it's like, you're exactly preaching from this book. This is so great. And I was like, that's an amazing book. Like, where'd you find that? And she's like, you recommended it like 6 months ago on a post. And I was like, oh. I said, of course I did. You know, I didn't remember that, but she's like, you're the one who gave it to me. That's why I shared in the comments. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
That's
funny.
I know. Again, and things move so quick. You're like, wait, where did I get that from?
You know,
preparing for this interview, I'm like, oh my gosh, Chad. Yes. So I'm excited about the new book, Beyond the Money, the most recent one, because just to be really open, you know, Jamie and I have worked hard and we've crossed into this realm. And it's a new territory for us. And like you said, there's some time wasters and some traps with working hard, getting to a certain level, you know, hitting an eight-figure level. Not everything's solved there. I'm sure.
Right.
I think that's a misconception people have. There's pitfalls and there's traps. So I'd love to know, like, what inspired you to write this?
It's a great question. Thank you. And congrats on your guys' success. Obviously, it doesn't come by accident. What inspired me to write this book? You know, the first book, Stress-Free Money, was really about the money mindsets and the obstacles that everyone's going to face on their journey to financial freedom. That was a really broad book, but I feel like it had some practical tips on how to face the financial obstacles and mindsets that block people from hitting these big growth levels. The next book, Smart Not Spoiled, was really for families, parents, and children, what to teach kids about money that they're not getting in the school system. And I just felt like I wanted to make a book that was specific to the audience that we serve. And the audience we serve are entrepreneurs with eight figures or more. The principles apply to more people than just that group, but I really wanted to connect directly with our clients and the people that we really serve best, that I really understand. I feel like those are the people that don't have a big peer group.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of people to confide in sometimes. And I felt this too. It's like you could be struggling with things, but from the outside, if you're financially successful, people mostly assume you've made it and you have no right to complain or have a bad day because, oh my gosh, if I was in your shoes, I would never be feeling those kinds of feelings. And that's just not true.
Yeah.
Oh, you know?
Yeah.
That's so relatable. I think that all the time. I was even listening to another podcast recently that was talking about, you know, it's almost like it's an ego trap too, because we're so used to being the ones that others look up to that
right.
hard to have a hard day. It's hard to be off your game or to have a year in which you make half of what you were expecting, even if it's still $1 million and you were planning on 4 million. It's a difference, you know? And I know, like, woohoo. But the change things, and it is difficult to have a peer group, as you're saying, because not everybody understands that a hard day is relative to what your other days look like.
Exactly. And I wanted to emphasize some of the lifestyle shifts that I think we should build upon. Once we've climbed a big mountain, we shouldn't go back to the base of the next mountain without all the tools and wisdom and experience that we've learned in that journey of climbing that first big mountain. So that's part of the inspiration for the book.
I really like that.
What would you say, Chad, is the biggest trap? Someone, they work hard, they're our first generation wealth, they've put in the work. What would you say the biggest trap is, the biggest mistake that people make?
That's a great question. It's tough to answer. I guess a few of them would be, number one, assuming you need to have your hands involved in everything because you're always looked to, like you said, the leader with all the answers. And so you kind of feel like you need to have your finger on the pulse, making decisions and being involved in so many things. But at this point, you've got so many commitments, you should have created some more freedom and capacity in your life. And I feel like typically someone does really well in a business and then they're off to the next venture, the next business, the next opportunity, the next speaking engagement, you know, the next challenge, because we invent challenges. That's who we are.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we get back into that rat race, the hamster wheel. And it's like, wait a second. Like, why am I not preserving the freedoms and creating structure and realizing I don't have to do all these things that I did in my first run? I think that's one of the traps. Another trap I would say is getting overly confident that what we have built up financially is enough to last forever. And maybe being flippant with the financial decisions we make. I had two partners sell a business in 2006, one of our clients, for like $160 million. They paid off some debts, but they each wired the exact same amount of money to the accounts I was managing in 2006, June 3rd, 2006. And one of the partners, they're both married with families. One of them was very thoughtful about the financial decisions they made over the next decade. They both got presented with so many opportunities. You know, here's a land deal. Here's a shopping center. Here, we're going to drill for oil here. We've got a private real estate fund here. And one of the partners was so jumpy at every opportunity to make 60% or to double his money in the next 3 years and to do all these things. And the sad story is that partner completely spent all the tens of millions that he got. The other partner is an incredible client of ours today that has just been been open to advice, where his business partner, who's basically blown everything, is trying to sell his house, his big custom house, just to pay essentially for the next couple of years.
Wow.
You know, and it's a tragic situation, but it's something that was totally avoidable. But when we have financial resources from success, sometimes we overestimate how long those will last. And maybe we get a little bit extra greedy because we think, well, I made a lot of money in one area, so therefore everything I touch is going to turn to gold. And that's just not true.
Yeah. I've learned the Midas touch does not transfer from one to the next. But we fool ourselves. Sometimes that first success trap, I call
it. Right.
Well, I could go into this, or the due diligence on this would be the same as this. And nothing can be further from the truth. And that's talking from me going like this, to that.
Right.
It's a hard learned lesson.
That's true.
Chad, you mentioned freedoms. What are some of your top freedoms? Like, what are you working so hard for?
It's a great question. I'm all about freedom. I trademarked, someone called me a coach, strategic coach, the freedom entrepreneur. And so I was like, I need to trademark that. So I trademarked that. Everything I do is built to increase freedom. I'll share this. I hope it's taken in the right manner that I'm delivering it. But I travel a ton, travel with my kids. I travel to their national sporting things. I travel for business and we travel for fun, but travel is something that's a part of our life. And I was meeting with Julia from Strategic Coach doing Unique Ability Refresh. And this was in April of this year. And I said, I have a goal that by December 31st, 2025, I'm saving a ton of time because I'm traveling privately only on flights. And as soon as I put that in motion, it's like things started happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of know where this is going, but a week and a half ago, I actually closed the purchase of my own private jet.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
And we took our first flight for Thanksgiving week as a family. We went to Cancun, and it was like, we're in the plane by ourselves playing Uno with the five kids. And I'm like, man, this is exactly why I've worked so hard to create experiences like this, where stuff that I didn't dream of as a kid, I didn't grow up with this kind of situation, but I'm very grateful, very humble. But the freedom that I'm excited about is the ability to go anywhere, anytime with anyone as quickly as possible without limits or restrictions. And that's something that just gets me excited. Not missing going to a business meeting out of state and not missing my kids' game at night. Like, to me, that means more than anything.
Yeah. Absolutely. Again, everything that comes out of your mouth, we're so aligned with. That's our top thing that we try to help others. Like, how can you not miss another event? You know,
there you go.
Not miss the award ceremony or all those things you want to be there for your children. So that's super cool to hear. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Well, I love you. Before we got on, when we were just chatting it up, and you said, yeah, I want to be a little more agnostic in where we live.
Yeah.
Because one of our core values is adventure. And we say,
there you go.
The adventure going.
Yeah.
Just that one core value. I'd never heard it put the way you said it there.
Like, it's location agnostic. So it's
location agnostic.
Yeah,
I really like that. I'm like, that's us to a point. Like,
yeah, I believe it. I resonated with your book when I read about that, just kind of the philosophies. I agree.
Yeah. So it's very cool. And you're doing things to support it, because let's face it, to keep location agnostic, you travel too many Thanksgivings like the normal way, it can get a little stressful.
That's true.
And that's something we've had to learn. You kind of encourage us on that. When you start to make it, for me, I was like, oh, do we really need clear or something like that? And we're usually very close, but then cheap with ourselves.
Yep.
The last time I said, I'm never not getting clear again.
Right.
Whatever
thing it is.
All about that. All about that.
Young children. So as you travel internationally, other countries are like, oh, here, front of the line, you have babies.
Right.
And I'm like,
right,
that's what it should be. And I'm like, right, we just have to keep having children and we're totally fine.
That's funny.
But we have definitely looked at the fractional ownership. And
is that one of your lifestyle hacks? So you get to this next level. What are some other things people need to do that realize, hey, maybe you can enjoy? I love that you said, look, stop swinging for the fences. I mean, that's really, really good advice. But are there other little changes, little course corrections, and then people don't even see that they could make, that they could enjoy it more and probably be making more with what they've already created?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you the chapter titles and see if any of these are interesting, but it's just eight of them. Don't be successful in isolation. Give yourself permission to celebrate. Recharge your relationships. Prioritize and invest in your health. Manage your attention. Own, don't operate. Don't stop, you aren't finished, and never retire.
I love that.
So I think we could pull from a lot of those, but I feel like managing your attention and your time is a way that really can put you in just a different fulfillment level, which is really what you're doing this for. It's not just earning money to collect stuff. It's, how do I increase fulfillment and have a more beneficial and impactful lifestyle with my family and those I care about? And that's really what matters.
Yeah.
What are some rhythms that keep you and your wife and five children in line? Like, do you have a couple of stand-in things that you do that you're like, that's our jam? If we don't miss those, we're solid.
Yeah, good question. I would say Sunday morning, we have a couple's conversation, almost like a marriage planning meeting, essentially, for the week. So my wife and I discuss all the upcoming plans for the week, the goals, where we need help, what went well last week, what we could have done better. We implemented that this year. So we've been married 21 years. We've never had like a formal situation like that.
Does it help? Absolutely.
Yeah. It gives her a chance to tell me what I need to fix, which is a long list.
I need that too.
Yeah.
How long is that? About a half hour? An hour?
It's about 30 minutes. No, it's about 30 minutes. And we always start with like what went well, what were our highlights of the week. At dinner, we aim to have at least one family meal per day. That's important to us. And we share our highs and lows of the day, all seven of us. Love tomorrow, my daughter turns 18, which is ripping my heart out. She's our oldest. And I'm really close to her because she's my sports basketball and she's sponsored by Air Jordan.
Awesome.
Nice.
So we've traveled, just her and I together, all over the country for 3 years, just doing basketball stuff for her, which is awesome. So every time we're at a family meal and it's all seven of us, we take a selfie picture. So we've got an album.
That's pretty cool.
I love that.
That's a really good idea.
Wherever we are in the world, if we're together for a meal, we smile and we take a selfie.
She just stole that from you. It's good.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I don't know. I'd say Sunday night, we play a family game and the kids get to choose what we're playing. So we'll do stuff outside. Our family just love to travel. It's kind of like travel, sports, and beach and exercise. Those are like the things that our family, we all have in common.
Your values, yeah.
And what's your age range, kids?
So oldest turns 18 tomorrow, 18, 15, 12, 9, and 7.
Wow. Okay.
That's kind of like us, except we then have a baby after the...
Yeah.
We have a 9-month-old. So we have...
Oh, wow. Congrats.
We have that same range and then a baby.
There you go.
A lot of fun, but awesome. Very similar to you guys.
Something we liked when we were prepping is a core value we share with you, where you run a big business, you are very active with your kids, but you say, there's times I just want to travel with my wife.
Totally.
And there's some, we get some high fives from that, then we get people who cross up their arms.
Selfish and self-centered.
But do you want to speak a little bit? Because especially for audience out there, like, why do you do that? Why do you put that on priority? And why do you feel so good about doing that?
We're a faith-based family, and I've told my kids from day one, I'm like, God, it's marriage and it's family, but it's in that order. And I'm like, husband and wife, we existed in love before you guys were here. And so when we go and travel and have our regular date nights, we have one date night a week. And then honestly, this might be extreme, but we will go somewhere monthly, just me and her.
I love it.
Our kids get plenty of travel experiences. It's funny because if you train them while they're young, they're actually happy when we go. They get excited about who's going to babysit them and kind of like a new fun adventure. It might be weird, but we're not checking in with them very much when we're gone. My wife is very much in the moment. She's an adventure traveler. Scuba diving 80 feet deep with massive bull sharks just a few days ago in Playa del Carmen.
Wow.
Like she's like in the zone. She's a adventure traveler. And I'm the one who'll check in with the kids while we're gone on our trips. But I just think it's critical because it restores and rejuvenates the relationship that is really the foundation for the family.
Yeah.
If husband and wife are misaligned or struggling, it affects everyone. So when we come back from those trips, we're doing great and we're realigned even better. And the kids can feel that. And it's a safe, secure, loving home. And I think when you're just feeling like you can never leave the kids, your relationship will struggle as a marriage.
Yeah. I think resentment builds toward one another and then towards the children. And then you all end up in this dance of like, well, I'm doing this for you, but you're
I think we see each other as parents, and that's a challenge because we don't always agree on parenting styles or what we should do discipline wise. But when we're together alone, we see each other as husband and wife. I recorded an Instagram TikTok video we were getting our picture taken last month in Kauai. We were standing on the beach and I asked this guy to take our picture. And we were super smiley. We were so excited. And this guy took our picture and he's like, you guys are on your honeymoon, aren't you? And I said, absolutely. And and he goes, oh, I said, how could you tell? And he's like, because you guys are smiling ear to ear. Under my breath, I was like, that's because we're just alone, And he goes, let me give you some advice. If you guys ever decide to have kids, and he just started going off, telling us all this advice. And I was like, hey, I really appreciate that. If we decide to have kids, we're definitely going to take that advice. And he walked off and we just laughed. And I recorded a video and I said, hey, I said, people think you shouldn't travel and leave your kids. Like it's kind of selfish and whatever, but why do you think it's so important? And my wife said, and she's bluntly, she's very honest. And she just goes, cause like 3 days ago, I wanted to strangle you. And, and right now I don't at all.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, and there you have it. There you have it right there. Like your stresses of being a busy parent go away when you can step away and just enjoy time together.
As you said, the recharge, you got to recharge. And that's
where
you never apologize. And taking a step further, I want nothing more. And I'm sure you have your daughter's turning 18.
Yep.
Heck, in 10 years from now, she might find that great guy. And don't you want to see him treat her that same way?
Totally.
I want for my children, for my sons, my daughter, I want to see you guys do that and set that same rule for your kids where
right.
like what do you always say? Like, well, family life is sexy. Like, we don't have to, we don't have to give it up and be ragged and run down. And
right.
I'm not growing old with him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's not part of this. Like, it's not growing, like, we're going to get better and have more fun. And I mean, I think.
And that's a good example to set. That's what I want.
Married is sexy.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Our daughter is the one who struggles the most. Well, one of our daughters doesn't want us to go even weekly dates. And I'm like, hey, I hope you are so into somebody one day that you can't wait to go on a date with them every week. You know, and I just, she's like, why do y'all have to do this? I'm like, because I really like your dad.
Right, right.
There's some days that I don't really like, because let's be honest, I'm sure your wife said this too. There's some Wednesdays, date nights tomorrow night, that I'm like, oh, I'd rather like take a bath all by myself, or I'd rather use anything except have him talk to me. And then 30 minutes in, I'm like, oh, he held the door and he told me I looked pretty, and he went to the place that he knew I would love. And then he asked all the right questions. I'm like, how did he know that? And it's because all of us are inside of that like parent shell that we exist.
Totally.
We're going to send this gift too. I just thought we're going to send you our date cards. So Jamie and I,
I love it.
Instead of how's the weather, what did the kids do at school?
I know you're a pro anyway.
Cards, you're a pro, but we have a cheat deck of cards where it's really inspiring questions. And you're like, I never asked that before.
And that's cool.
Fun way to keep dating. So we'll send those out to you.
And I love it.
Coming up on the end of our call, Chad, I'd love to have you guys on again. Maybe even both you.
Yeah,
and
would be great.
That would be fun. She would make it a lot of fun. She's the fun one.
Good. Well, we have a kind of a finale question that we started asking years ago. We all said, what would you tell your 18-year-old self? But through the pandemic and big changes, we started to look for more wisdom. So Jamie and I would stop and go, what would our 75-year-old self say to us right now? So, you know, looking way out, Chad, 75, what do you think 75-year-old Chad would give of advice to you or to any of us?
The Japanese motto, eat half as much, walk twice as much. No, I think longevity to me is important, being healthy a very long time. And so when I think about 75-year-old me or 100-year-old me, I think if you're living a great life, you don't want to leave it. And the way to live a great life is really to prioritize what matters, to be healthy and happy, to be with family, with friends. I would hope that my 75-year-old self would look at what I'm doing right now and say, keep doing what you're doing.
Love it. Love it.
Thank you so much for being here today with us, Chad.
What's the best
pleasure.
Way for people to reach out, Chad, or find the new book, Beyond the Money? What's the best way for people to find you?
Yeah, I'm active on LinkedIn. My primary business is pacificcapital.com. You can buy the books on the link there or just on Amazon. We're in the process of finally putting together chadwillardson.com. So hopefully in the next month, that'll be the aggregated spot where all my stuff's happening. So
love it.
Perfect. Well, thanks for being here and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, it
was awesome. Great. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Happy holidays. Take care, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining the 18 Summers podcast and putting your family in priority position. Subscribe and leave a review and help other families just like you.